When we look at these Old Testament examples, the other great example in the Old Testament is the temple. The temple was another picture of the church. And that also, we see the glory of the Lord came and filled the temple. So the two verses I want to show you there. One is 2 Chronicles in chapter 3 and verse 1. In 2 Chronicles chapter 3 and verse 1, we read that Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. Now, God had particularly marked the place where the temple was to be built. And this has a spiritual meaning for us because this is the place where the church must be built. The new wineskin. God determines. In those days, it was a physical location. Today, it's a spiritual location. That means this type of spiritual place is where God builds the church today. Are you keen on building the local church in your area? First of all, learn a lesson from Moses. Do everything exactly as the Lord commanded and don't go the compromising way of the rest of Christendom. Number one. And the other thing we see here is, he built the house of the Lord in Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father, David, at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. It was not just in Jerusalem, it was in Mount Moriah, and not just in Mount Moriah. The address was the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, which is in Mount Moriah, which is in Jerusalem. That is the full address. The exact spot. It has to be this particular place where David had offered an offering in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And if you want to see that, you've got to turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 24. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, we read of a time when David sinned by counting the number of people, teaching us we shouldn't be counting the number of people in our churches, or finding some glory in that anyway. And the Lord punished them, and then the Lord forgave them, and they repented. And then the prophet came to David and told him in 2 Samuel 24 verse 18, you got to go and now erect an altar and offer an offering there in this particular place, in the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. It was a place of forgiveness where God had forgiven David and where he was going to offer a thanksgiving offering for God's forgiveness. So David goes up to the threshing floor of Araunah, who's one of his subjects. And Araunah looked up and saw the king coming, verse 20, 2 Samuel 24, 20. And he bowed down and said, what do you want, O king? Why have you come here? David said, I want to buy your threshing floor because the Lord has told me to build, verse 21, an altar here so that this plague can be stopped. And Araunah said, oh sure, please take it. You don't have to pay for it. You're my king. Please take the ground, I'll give it to you. I'll give you the oxen also free. I'll give you the yokes of the oxen, to wooden yokes to burn the fire. It's my privilege to give it to you free. Everything, O king, verse 23, I, Araunah, give you. May the Lord your God accept you. But the king said, I will not accept it free. I will pay a price for it. The church is built in the place where people are willing to pay a price. Not those who want to get it cheap, free, without any sacrifice. And then he says these wonderful words, I will never offer to God that which costs me nothing. I was a young man of about 22 or 21 when God gave me that verse. I was in the Navy. I will never offer to the Lord my God that which costs me nothing. And the Lord said to me, You must never offer to me anything in your life which costs you nothing. Many people who argue about tithe and all that, very often it costs them nothing. They glory in what they have given. The question is not what you've given. The question is, how much did it cost you? Did it cost you something? I will not offer to the Lord my God that which costs me nothing in any area. I will sacrifice. It has to cost me time, energy, convenience, comfort, reputation, anything, health. I'm willing to give it for the Lord's sake. If the Lord can find people like that, who will say, I will not offer to my God an offering that has cost me zero. That is the place, the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite, the Lord said, this is the place where the church is going to be built. The Lord told Solomon, this is the place. And it's also, we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 3, that was in Mount Moriah. Mount Moriah, you go back to Genesis chapter 22, is the place where God told Abraham to offer up his son. It was 3 days' journey from where Abraham was living. And you read that Abraham went 3 days to serve this God who appeared to be so demanding that he to kill his only son. He went, and I think all those 3 days, why did God allow Abraham to, why didn't he just tell him, take him around the corner and kill him? You know, God never wants us to take a decision quickly in an emotion. That's why I don't have the practice that some people have of asking people, come on, have you decided, come forward and take a decision right now. There's nothing wrong in that. There are many great evangelists who say, come forward. Stand up and come forward. You know what I say? I say, sit down and count the cost. And see whether you want to follow and go and tell the Lord privately after 2-3 days. Right now you're in the emotion of a moment. You know, even at the end of a conference, you can be so emotional, you're willing to take any decision you like. I remember one of the last days of one of the conferences, we found a golden earring in the offering box. And that which would excite most pastors did not excite me at all. I said, I don't know, some sister got all emotional and took out the earring and put it in the offering box. So in the next session, we made an announcement. Some sister has put the golden earring into an offering box. Will you please come and see me after this session with your father, if you're not married, or with your husband, if you're married? So this lady came with her husband and said, yes, I put that. I wanted to give it an offering to God. I said, that's very good of you, sister. Please listen to me. I'm a servant of the Lord. Please take this offering. Take this. God has accepted your offering. Here, take this earring. First of all, did you ask your husband? He said, yes. The husband was there. Now take this earring. Go home. Think about it for 2-3 weeks. By the time your emotions will subside, you'll come down to normal. And then decide whether you want to give your earring. And if you still want to give, God will accept your offering. Then you please convert into cash and send a check to CFC. We never heard from her again. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, 3 weeks later, she'll say, boy, I made such a foolish decision in my emotion and those fellows just grabbed it and went off. No. We'll never do that. So God said to Abraham, walk 3 days and think about it. Is it worth serving such a God who asked me to kill my only son? And that's what Abraham is thinking about. Is it worth serving such a God who wants me to kill my only son? Abraham says yes. At the end of the second day, yes. It's painful, but it's yes. Third day, yes. They come to Mount Moriah and he goes up to the top of the mountain. He tells his servants, I don't want you to see my secret sacrifices before God. He didn't even tell them what he's going to do. He went up to the top and he kept Isaac on the altar and said, God, I will not offer to you that which costs me nothing. That's what he was saying in his spirit. I'm not going to offer 5,000 sheep here. That would cost me nothing. I'm ready to lay down my life. That would cost me nothing but to kill my son, my beloved son. That cost me everything. I will not offer to you that which cost me nothing. You asked for my son. Here it is. God said, I don't want your son. Take him back. I was only testing your devotion. God is a good God. He's a loving Father.